So now let's move on to other news, and news that will come as a little surprise to many. Last month was one of the wettest Marches on record here. Climate figures due to be published by Met Aaron tomorrow will confirm that while the month just gone was not quite as wet as March of last year, some areas had rainfall over 200% above normal. Sunshine values were also above average. Met Aaron climatologist Paul Moore has been telling us more.
March for the whole country of Ireland saw 145% of its long-term average rainfall. Most of the rain was concentrated in the southern half of the country, so the south and east especially, whereas the northwest, some stations in the northwest actually had just slightly below average rainfall for March. But yeah, the south and the east especially.
And this was one of the wettest Marches ever, yes?
Provisional data has shown it's in the top 10 wettest anyway, but what's different, last March was actually the wettest March on record, March 2023. What's different this year compared to last year is February 2023 was a very dry month, whereas February this year was also very wet. So we're coming off a wet winter into the wet beginning of spring as well.
So for anybody who is farming, who is trying to inspect a pitch, they will know that the ground was very wet this March then as a result.
Yeah, it's been waterlogged across the country pretty much through the winter, and we've had basically above average rainfall all the way back till June last year. It's been mostly above average rainfall, so it's been waterlogged pretty much since then. So if we look at kind of individual stations, Dublin Airport had 219% of its long-term average for March, Phoenix Park 211%, and Valencia Observatory down in Kerry had 193% of its long-term average. That's the wettest March there since 1963. So basically across the country it's remained waterlogged, plus the sunshine values have been below average for March, so there has been less drying than there would normally be too.
Was it colder than most Marches?
No, it was actually above average temperatures. Most stations, all stations actually had above average long-term average temperatures. It may not have felt that way because maybe the sunshine wasn't that high, but yeah, the temperatures have actually been above average for March.
So a little warmer and a lot wetter. This isn't exceptional, though. This seems to be a pattern for this time of the year. Would that be right?
It's a similar pattern to the March last year, where the jet stream is kind of displaced to the south a little bit, sending the low pressures in directly into us or just to the south of us, bringing a lot of the rain to the south and east of the country. So the pattern this March is very similar to the pattern last March, for sure, yeah.
But as a pattern for springtime over recent years, is it indicative of a climate change that is seeing us get warmer and wetter springtimes?
I wouldn't say it's a pattern for climate change for spring, but what we have seen over the last year is that the sea surface temperatures over the North Atlantic have been at record high levels now for over a year. So this adds a lot more moisture into the atmosphere and a lot more warmth as well. So if we do get a setup where the low pressures to our south or southwest and sending weather fronts in from the Atlantic, they will likely drop more rain because there is more moisture available in the atmosphere.
Does what we've experienced in March give us any indication of what we can expect this month?
Not necessarily. It does look like staying unsettled for the next week at least. But beyond that, it's too early to say.